With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A new highway sign featuring both the Ojibwa and English languages will now greet drivers as they enter Lac des Flambeaux on Highway 47. The Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa is the seventh tribe in Wisconsin to work with the State Department of Transportation to get the dual language signs. WXPR's Katie Thorson attended their unveiling this week.
A crowd gathered in the old bingo hall in Lac des Flambeaux Wednesday to celebrate a new highway sign. In large white print on the bright green background, the sign will signal to drivers they're entering Waswaganing, or Lac des Flambeaux.
I think it's good for our community because everybody entering Lac des Flambeaux now will know where we came from. You know, Waswaganing is to hunt their fish by torchlight.
That's Lac des Flambeaux Tribal President John Johnson Sr. He says having signs in their own language are another piece that helps restore their culture and heritage, and something he hopes will be there generations from now.
They'll know what we did and, you know, the things that we're trying to bring back to our culture and our land with our language and our hunting and fishing and gathering rights that we have on that back mural over there. Each one of our treaties, like I said earlier, we give up 220 million acres of land for this little reservation that we call our home, and we try to protect it at all costs, on and off reservation, our hunting, fishing, and gathering rights for our treaties. So it's very, very important that our kids understand this in the future.
Johnson says this moment was a long time coming. Celeste Peterson agrees, and not just for the Lac des Flambeaux tribe. She is the Wisconsin DOT Tribal Affairs Project Manager.
We've had several tribes over the years request dual language signs in the communities and on the highways.
Peterson says it took a few years to get the dual language sign program going. Lac des Flambeaux is the seventh tribe to work with the DOT to get them. She says seeing the finished signs is a full circle moment for her, as she's a Lac des Flambeaux tribal member herself.
I hope that, you know, the community takes these and feels acknowledged and appreciated and welcomed in their own community with their own language.
There are also dual language highway signs marking Pokegama and Fence Lakes. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Lac des Flambeaux.
Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers will not seek a third term in 2026. It creates the first open race for governor in the battleground state in 16 years. Evers announced his decision Thursday. In a video message, Evers says after a career in public service, he wants to spend more time with family.
The only thing I love more than being your governor is being a husband, a dad, and a grandpa. I spent 50 years in public service. I'm damn proud I devoted my entire career and most of my life to working for you.
The race will be the highest profile one next year in Wisconsin as Democrats also try to win control of the legislature under friendlier boundary lines. Democrats are also targeting two Republican-held congressional seats. Evers' tenure as governor has been marked by his often contentious relationship with the legislature, which Republicans have controlled since 2011. The Wisconsin DNR issued an air quality alert for northern Wisconsin as Canadian wildfire smoke is once again making its way into the state. It's currently in effect until 11 tonight. The current advisory includes all of the WXPR listening area. The air quality is expected to drop to the unhealthy for sensitive groups to unhealthy levels. At these advisory levels, the Wisconsin DNR recommends sensitive groups, people with asthma, and those with heart disease limit their time outdoors. Everyone else should keep outdoor activities shorter and less intense. Winds will begin turning southerly Friday night into Saturday, at which point the smoke will begin moving back north. It's possible the advisory will need to be extended into Saturday for some areas of Wisconsin. Included in President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill is a $50 billion fund for rural health care. But as Harvest Public Media's Molly Ashford reports, hospital associations say they'll still be hurt by the bill's expected $1 trillion reduction to Medicaid spending.
The fund was added to ease concerns raised by rural lawmakers, but hospital leaders in the most vulnerable states are skeptical that it will offset the losses they'll face in the coming years. The first $25 billion of the fund is expected to be distributed equally among all states. The federal government will then decide how to distribute the other half. Cindy Samuelson of the Kansas Hospital Association says there are still a lot of questions about how the money will be divided.
Don't get me wrong, I think Kansas hospitals are appreciative of any support they can get, but this would only be temporary and not yet determined how and who would benefit.
The Rural Health Fund will expire in 5 years. I'm Molly Ashford, Harvest Public Media.
According to the Center for Healthcare Quality and Payment Reform, 10 hospitals in Wisconsin and 13 in Michigan are at risk of closing. As house fires rise nationwide, researchers in Michigan are working to make buildings more fire-resistant. More from Crystal Blair.
In 2023, over 120 Michiganders died in more than 100 house fires. That's 11% more fires than the state's five-year average and 4% more deaths. And every day, there are more than 900 house fires across the country. Venkatesh Koder, who leads MSU's first-in-the-nation center on designing fire-resistant structures, says modern homes are at greater risk than homes built in the 1970s and 80s.
In fact, we did a project with the Underwriter Laboratories to show this. Even the structural materials we use in modern houses are much more vulnerable.
He hopes their research will lead to homes built with less combustible materials. Fire investigators also stress the importance of using smoke detectors. They point out most fires happen from cooking, smoking indoors, and overloading electrical outlets. I'm Crystal Blair.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.